Hello, Jeff?
Yes?
This is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir? I missed your call here.
Oh, how's it going there?
Not bad, man. Not bad. I'm not going to lie. I talked to, one of my higher-ups, the highest you can go with this, and then on your account, because I saw that there was some complications going on or something here.
Well, yeah,
but,
when we spoke, yeah. Whatever it was, you had said, but the phone number, right? The whole story about it, because the phone number is now owned by a third party that we don't have access to. And you had
said,
because you guys are a preferred Google partner, that don't worry that you could send out the postcard. Not a problem, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But then, when I was speaking to the person that was doing the intake, to get ready to do the website, they said, no, not necessarily, that might not be the case, and then there might have to be all these other crazy steps and showing business licenses and this and that and all this.
Blah, 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 blah.
So,
yeah, I got
it. So before we get too far into this, the whole reason why I was able to sell this idea, because I think it's a great idea, I was get the owner, you know, follows my
your lead on it. Yeah.
Advice.
Yeah.
But like I told you, he's willing to give it a shot for 2 months. So,
enough said. I got you. Don't worry.
None of it makes any sense without the phone number, because you can you can advertise till the moon, but if the phone number is not right,
100% agree. And so
what,
hear me out here, Jeff.
What's the solution?
Yes, I was going to say, I got a solution for you and everything. After a long talk with my manager, just to make sure, because I was like, our normal traditional way is sending the postcard in the mail, what's going on here. So it is a unique case, and they because we're a premier partner with Google, we're even able to up the scale a little bit for you on this. Now, the way they're going to do this is
send the postcard, that's fine.
So, for me, I'm like, okay, this is what we're used to.
Telling me no on that.
Well, because the one thing they notice is that, you know, you have your GDP, whatever the case is, I don't want to go too far in detail, but I do have a solution for you on this, is where, because we're the partners with them still, instead of them calling that other number that has nothing to do with you guys, we will have them call in with us and you on the phone to get it verified. So, that's the solution on there instead. So that way they can say, okay, we're changing this to this number. Yeah. And so,
all right,
and
skip
I will all this other
this.
Stuff.
I will tell you, we worked with somebody else in the past.
Yeah.
That business was marked as permanently closed, and they were able to get it, that part taken off, but still left the phone number on there. Actually, we worked with two people in the past, two companies in the past, and but it's like, okay, what is all this without the phone number? Now, we still got this poor lady, instead of getting 5 calls a month, she's getting 10 calls a month.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
okay.
Can you call in right now and get this done?
I don't have that strict pull. I'm the guy that helps make sure that you have
all
the right packages and stuff like that.
Here's the thing.
So,
two things.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to meet with the web designer tomorrow. I did an initial intake with them the other day on design, and then tomorrow we're supposed to finish that up.
Okay.
That to dedicate time to that until this process is finished. When can we get this done?
So again, I'm very honest. I don't beat around the bush on this. So I can't have that answer for you. I do have the answer of this that I'm already reaching out to them. They should be calling you within the next 24 hours to make sure they get this taken care of and resolved with you.
Okay.
So you know what I mean?
Sentence, you could tell me which word in that sentence worries me.
Well, the part that I can't answer anything for you on this, but I can tell you that I can get the right people.
The word that
you.
Worries me in that sentence is should.
Oh. Well, no, they will call you. So I don't know exactly
should
the
or
time
will.
Frame of.
If we're saying will, then I'm happy. If they say should,
oh, then yes, they will. They will. I just don't know when they're going to call you within this 24 hours. So I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not reachable tomorrow until 11.
Let's
look at tomorrow. And then... I have the meeting with your web designer between 1:30 and 2:30.
Okay.
So any time other than that, so basically between 11 and 1:30 or then after 2:30. But I'd really rather this be done before spending my time with the web people so that we can realize that this is going to be fixed. So you're telling me 100% this is going to be a fix?
Yes, that I can tell you. Now, what I can't tell you, and no one will be able to tell you, and I'm going to make sure I'm preparing you for when they talk to you tomorrow, is this part is this. Nobody has control over what Google wants to verify you with, but we do have control as this because we're premier partners with them. Whatever they ask, if let's say they do say, oh, we need to call that customer, and yes, you have that number, but this is the correct number. Let's call them together. You see what I'm saying? Or, hey, listen, we don't even need the phone number. Go for it.
When we spoke, we said there was going to be one thing, which was the credit card. Okay, the postcard, rather. So
right.
So we're going to, now we're entering into another thing, which is we can call.
Yeah, I mean,
does it get complicated beyond that? Because if that's the case, then you know, likely going to lose the account because, you know, he's not going to want to be given all his business. I had to really push him into this to get him to do it at all because I think it's a great idea. We should have been marketing for ages.
Yeah.
So what other things could they say? I mean, it's just we get him on the phone and that's it and we're done? Or could it get more complicated after that?
I mean, if they get on the phone with you and all together, they change the phone number, great. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that answer because we don't know what Google will say. They may say, all right, we have them on the phone. That's it. We're good.
All right,
they may say,
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who knows the answer to that? What manager, what person knows the answer to that that's going to be doing this with me? I need to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They should have already called me. I was told I was going to get a call on Friday. I didn't. It's now the close of business on Monday. So Saturday and Sunday have been wasted. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday have been wasted. And I told you guys when we close this thing, let's try and get the website up and running within a week so that we can get the promotional aspect of it done.
Agreed.
To start getting some leads in so you can keep the client going. So why is it that a manager has not gone out of their way to be able to call me right now, today? You don't know the answer to it, which I respect.
Why doesn't
the person who knows the answer to it give me a call right now?
So here's the thing. If I don't know an answer, I'm not going to tell you anything, you know what I mean? I'm not going to BS you. What I do know is what they're going to ask for, if that's the case.
I'm not saying anything about Google.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying within your company, why is it that the manager...
Hey, partner, hello?
You're saying... Hold on. You're saying that there's somebody within your company who knows the answer to this more than you do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not the highest up on this part. You know what I mean?
Why isn't the highest person who was supposedly, you just told me, was going to call me in the next 24 hours, why aren't they calling me now? Why didn't they call me Friday when I asked? And why did they not call me today?
So that part, I can't tell.
Kind of like hiding behind. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was told I was going to get called with by a manager 2 days in a row. If I tell you something and then I don't do it, and then I swing around and I tell you the same thing again and I don't do it,
mm-hmm.
in your estimation, in your mind, how good is my word?
Not that great.
Not that great. You can't count on it. So as a company,
right.
You personally as an individual, as a company, I keep hearing the manager's going to call you. Don't worry. Why don't we see if we can't get him on the phone now? Him or her on the phone now.
Right. Well, for me, and just to answer your question for today, is because when I spoke to my manager, I wanted to personally call you.
That's
on
me. As a manager,
yeah.
I'm asking why don't they give me the respect of a phone call? You can say
I can
it
definitely
exactly like that. The customer asks you, why can't you give them the respect of a phone call right now? We're going to lose the customer.
Right, no problem. Yeah.
It's just going to eventually, if we don't solve this by tomorrow. The thing is, my time is valuable. I don't want to sit there for an hour designing a web with the designer until we have this resolved. And we have, right? So why can't
course.
You get on the phone call with me now?
I will reach out to my manager and have him give you a call. And now, how about this? I want to make sure, double check, because it's been a little bit here.
Let's
phone number.
Google right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to, I have to put in a request. This is the number, the 5839. Can I accept the text message as well?
Nope, it's the landline.
The landline? Okay.
I'll wait. Why don't you see if you can get an answer now, and I'll wait here while you're waiting to hear back from them.
All right, hang in with me, okay? Jeff, how late you into this? Are you available today?
What's that?
How late or what's your time frame? If I can't get him right now at this moment, and have him call you today, what's your time frame that you have available?
Well, let's first see if we can get him now. If not, they can reach me up till. How late can they call Google?
Well, he is.
I'm just really curious about why a manager who's trying to keep a client hasn't even like gone out of their way to say, oh well, you know, I guess we're going to lose the client, whatever.
No, never the case.
Why is your manager not giving proper customer service to a client that's got an issue that got 4 full days out of that week that I was talking about going by, and now the web designer still has to go and do their work. So now for then 2 weeks into it, now we've spent 2 weeks on a thing that should you start the billing at 2 weeks out of the next one or what? Because it's, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah, we could do that. You know, honestly, as far as this prolonging and things like that, more than happy to do that for you. That I can do for you on there, okay? And also
the next billing cycle on like 2 weeks from today. Rather 6 weeks from today.
I was gonna say because there's 2 weeks. We will add 2 weeks on there for you.
6 weeks from today.
Yeah, because it's not fair to you. And we're willing to go ahead and do that for you, okay? Right, yeah, but I don't want you to think him.
The most important thing is I also have spent. I'm an independent contractor here, and I already spent an hour talking to the bank, talking to you. Then yep. I got to talk to her again. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of my time until I'm sure that you guys are going to be able to fix this phone number issue. So I'm just sort of a little bit flabbergasted why the manager hasn't just picked up the phone after having the conversation with you. And, you know, if they know more about it, why are they just sort of hiding behind you, frankly?
So I actually got both of them here right now. And they said they will be giving you a call. Let's see here. Hold on 1 second here. And they will be giving you a call right now.
Hold on. Okay.
Let me confirm before I let you go.
Now this person who's calling me knows about that we're going to call Google right now, right?
Hold on. No, hold on. 1 second. Making sure I get approval for the pushback as well, too.
What's that?
I'm putting the pushback for your monthly on there as well right now, so hold on.
Yeah, you know, and also I want to make sure that we can get, like, if they call me later and Google's closed, but they call me now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But I want to make sure they have answers for you, they're here for you, so that way you're not feeling, hey, listen, John, they're hiding behind curtains. I don't want you to have this problem. They'll go ahead and give you a call. Hang in there right now.
They're gonna call me right now.
Yeah. He's with the, also together with another, one of our other managers regarding as far as technician side of everything as well too. That way you have all your answers taken care of, okay?
So we're gonna take care of this right now. We're gonna call Google right now and get this all sorted.
However they're gonna do this, my hands are off on this one now. They're gonna give you a call there.
But right now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good.
Okay. All right, look for the call.
Make sure they know that this is also a landline. They can't text me on the number here.
Yeah, I'm typing this to them right now. All right, sir. Let me get off the phone so that way they can go in and give you a call, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. All right. Bye-bye.